This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wild got a trio of first-period power play goals from Jared Spurgeon, Kirill Kaprizov, and Matt Boldy, and took a 3-0 lead into the third period last night at home. Then the visiting LA Kings answered with three straight tallies to push the game to OT and eventually to a shootout. Marco Rossi netted the difference maker in the shootout. Minnesota won it 4-3, making a winner in net of Jesper Wallstead.
It would be nice if we could have kept it away from shootout in overtime, but yeah. 2 points on home ice against the auto division team. We'll take it.
Minnesota's in Dallas tonight. The Timberwolves won an exhibition game last night at the Target Center over Guangzhou Long, 134-74. They did so without playing their top seven players. Rob Dillingham scored 27.
Felt well, for sure. Just was trying to run the team. Was supposed to get the dub, so we're not really overexcited about it, but we're just trying to like make sure everything's right so when we get in the game, it ain't no lag time.
Minnesota's at Chicago on Thursday in another preseason tilt. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell has both J.J. McCarthy and Carson Wentz in practice this week. That means they're both getting ready for Sunday's home game against Philadelphia. Does that also mean McCarthy will start?
Not ready to say yet exactly where he'll be at towards the end of the week. Want to see how this week plays out first.
Kickoff is noon on Sunday. Gopher football has another practice today. They've got Friday Night Lights this week hosting Nebraska. Head coach P.J. Fleck says Husker quarterback Dylan Raiola is having a stellar season.
He's really improved, you know, and that's a credit to him and Dana and their whole offensive staff. And you look at his completion percentage of where he is now. He's decisive. His decision-making's decisive. He's knowing when to run. He's knowing when to stay in the pocket. He's extending plays. He's using his feet. He is a true passer that can run. Where maybe at the beginning, when you're a really young player and you can run, sometimes you use your feet and become a runner instead of just a natural thrower. So I think he's really developed into an elite quarterback.
This is MNN Sports.